So thank you for tuning in to Hair Mafia.
We're back. And we're going to always give you the tea again and again and again.
And again. Unsweet. Okay. Anyway, that was bad.
I don't know. Some people like unsweet tea. I can't do it. I don't drink tea,
like
though.
I like it. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I drink green tea because they say green tea's good. Mm-hmm. I like chai tea.
Chai tea's good.
But usually it's from Starbucks, so it ain't nothing but sugar. But
well,
who cares? Mm-hmm. Got to wet our whistles. Once again, ain't nothing going on in my weekend.
Not really mine either.
I got a couple of things going on in my personal life. Not bad, but I can't be revealed.
Oh. Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm just sorting things out.
Oh, cool.
I do want to tell it to you guys, but that's an open book that needs to be read in private. Okay. Anyways.
Cool.
So
this episode, we're just going to quickly touch on
a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with communication as kind of like this ongoing, we always emphasize consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's never a nonstop thing. But I'd like to think that communication is a form of continuation of care. Because sometimes our clients need friendly reminders about certain things.
True.
And then also, so you can help me keep on track, I think that we need to differentiate. Because like some people will come in and whether they're a new client or a long-term client, they will say this phrase, I'm picky.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not a bad thing
no,
if you're
not.
Decisive.
If you know you're picky and you're decisive about what you want,
right?
We're not going to have any problems.
But if you're picky and indecisive, that's
what. What are you being picky about?
Correct. Well, because like, I don't know if we've talked about this before because, you know, we're pros at this now.
Yeah.
But what I see and what you see are two different things sometimes. Sometimes two very different things are I hone in on something that I love that I think would look good on you. But you brought the picture for a completely different reason, because I think that as stylists, sometimes we just see the picture as a whole and we know how to kind of break that down and tackle it.
Yeah.
And then our clients kind of get lost in it, which you have to know how to communicate. And they're just kind of like, oh, I just like how thin her money piece is. And I'm like, that was a beautiful, like, transformative picture. And that's all you wanted?
Yeah.
Like, why did you bring me 90 pictures? I watched an Instagram reel of, like, a really kind of popular educator. I think it's, like, Cleveland Hair Boss, maybe, or something like that. And she was like, here's a real-life consultation. This girl literally brought, like, 8 pictures. And she was like, all these pictures are different. She was like, well, I like this and I like that and I blah, 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 duh, duh. And so the stylist did a really good job because I was like, man, that would have took me a long time to get there. But she said, okay, the common theme in all these is that this girl's hair is dark. Like they all have dark hair. And she goes, yes, I want dark hair. And I was like, it was literally that simple, but she brought in pictures that she liked.
Yeah.
She didn't realize that it was that simple. So
it is that simple. That is why I do encourage pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bringing me to 2 or 3 or 4 or 8 is a lot, but, and if they all have the same look, and I will have people be like, show me like a bunch of like screenshots in their phone. I just like this look.
Yeah.
Like, but then, you know, you have the people who are like, I like this money piece, swipe over. I like this shade of blonde, swipe. I like that haircut, swipe. I like her bangs. And it's like, okay, this isn't going to work. Cause that's like me being like, I want Kim K's nose and whoever's lips, and then all these different, it's like if you put all that on one face, what are you gonna look like? It's gonna look ridiculous.
Well, and the thing too, I'm like, you said money piece and bangs. I'm like, in what world did those
people will really say what do you think about money pieces? And I'm like, but you have curtain bangs. I mean, we could put some tiny like highlights in it, but
unless you're going for like scene hair, which I'm like, if that's your vibe, totally go for it.
Yeah.
I'm even like, just do a sport
I'm not doing it.
But yeah, consultation is always key. And finding the thread, I mean, sometimes it really is hard because I'm like, what if I was just spent that day?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do this.
No, yeah, it does.
I get tired. I'm a little dizzy because I forget to eat a lot.
I know.
That's my fault. I need to just schedule in a lunch break. But sometimes I don't want to break the flow.
I know.
And I'll bring a snack, so it's fun. It's fine. I'll live. But one person I wanted to reference, which I hope that she comes on. I don't know how that episode would go.
What do you mean?
Our favorite redhead. I call her redhead. She's really not redhead. But she says she's picky, but she's really just outspoken.
No, she is picky, but she tells me exactly what she wants.
Right. So she's on like that better half of picky.
Yeah. Like she tells me exactly what she wants. There was a time when she's like, I really think that I want to go like a darker, more chestnutty brown. And we did it. And she came in the next time and was like, I think next time I do color, hopefully this fades out. I think it was a little too dark for me. But, and then that was it. It didn't hurt my feelings. I was like, I'm sorry. And she was like, well, no, I said that I wanted to try it. And she's very particular about where her extensions go.
And she knows exactly where she wants.
But she's like, this is exactly what I want. And she really takes care of her hair. She uses like the best products and that's it. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm probably like your hardest client. I'm like, but you're not.
No,
just there's nothing wrong with
because she's clear.
Yeah. And some people aren't clear. They're like, oh, just like do a few highlights up here and they're still happy with it. And that's fine. That's just their personality. But then some people are like, I just like don't know what I want. But I'm just like, I'm really picky. Yeah. But I just like don't know. What do you think? And then I'll give them my opinion. I don't know.
And then there's two sides to that, too, because I'm like the people who are picky and indecisive or don't have a direction. It's always hard because I find that they become decisive after I've done everything.
1,000,000%.
And you've finished. And then I'm like, now I feel like a piece of crap because I'm like, how did you figure this out now?
I can't fucking even whenever that happens.
It really makes me want to like tip a chair over because I'm like, I gave you
what I
could do.
That's what I will get mad about is whenever, and I will be like, what are we talking about right now? Because your appointment's over. They'll be like, I don't know, beat around the, I don't know what I want. Maybe this, maybe I want that. Maybe next time I'm going to do this. Well, I don't have time to do that. Well, well, what's your schedule like today? Because maybe I want to do this. We spend 30 minutes going over stuff.
Okay, that has eaten into time.
Okay, I just want to be blonder. Okay, great. Perfect. Let's do it. We do it. Maybe I love it, but maybe we'll just go a little darker next time. I'm like.
That means you don't like it. Like
the appointment's over.
Like one client who doesn't go to us anymore. We kind of shared her super particular about what she wanted. And she was kind of on the more specific side. She went to another salon and they did everything she did. And like, and she made a video. She's like, I love it. Or she made a post. The one that was greened out all the time from gummies.
Okay. You know, that's fine. she doesn't like her hair. Because she she would send me, she would like tag me and be like, I love this, I love that. The same time she's saying how much she loved her hair, she's texting me, I hate it. I'm like, but your story. Okay,
I went home and looked at it too long and I hate it.
Yeah.
These are the woes.
These are the woes.
But, you know, there's a client that you used to do the hair and she comes to me. And it literally took me her last appointment. I've done her hair almost a year, like 8 months or whatever. And she always, this is why it's important as a stylist, but also as a client to ask and be knowledgeable about what you're asking for and communicate what you've done to somebody. You don't have to give up all your secrets. We're like, this is the service that we did. Because sometimes somebody will book a service and I don't do what that service description is.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget to be like, we did a teasy light or whatever. I'm just like, oh, we did highlights. They're all a form of highlights. But anyways, she kept saying, I want a balayage. I want a balayage. And every time I said, I don't really do balayage. The closest I do is foliage. But again, my mind goes to like the true definition of the technique. I'm like, I don't do that. I've never taken a class. Like, whatever. That's not a self-taught thing that I could replicate.
Yeah.
And every time I do her hair, I pull the foils out. And she goes, why does it look like that? It's not going to be like that. And I'm like, well, no, because I have the gloss and glaze. And she's like, it's too bright. So literally she would make me like tone
Stop
her
looking.
Like 11, a level 4 or 5. And I'm like, and I asked her one time, I said, you only have me highlight your hair to make it super dark. So what is the point? And she was like, well, I just want you to bring them up. But then she'd be like, it's too close to my scalp. So literally one day, I was like, I can never get this right. And you go, I talked to her old client, her old stylist, and she was like, I've only put highlights in her hair once a year because she doesn't like them. Mm-hmm. She goes, I just low light and gloss it. Literally, like, almost like the easiest thing I ever did. She, like, lit up. And she was like, this is perfect. And I was like, come again.
Yep.
And she was asking for the wrong thing. Like, no, but she would send me pictures of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you don't know what you're asking. And then she like asked me to style her hair for a, which I love her. Again, this isn't shade, but it's like
no,
the confusion
sweet.
That we can go through. Because you ask me for one thing, I deliver. And you're like, that's not really what I want. I'm like, but you asked for the same thing over and over again. Well, she had an event and she asked me to curl her hair a certain way. And she was like, is this what it's going to look like? And I was like, that's what you told me to do. And she was like, do I have to wear it behind my ear? And I was like, you asked me to pin it behind you. And she's like, well, can I take it down? I was like, you can do whatever you want to with your hair.
Yeah, I just
like, I just
it.
Really did it. I wanted to give up. And she's super sweet. She was like, it was fine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. Another client, super sweet. I was kind of having a hard time with her because she was wanting new extensions, but she kept asking me for like so many different things. And again, maybe I just need to like grow a pair and like correct her. She kept saying, I want balayage extensions. And I was like, that's a technique. And she kept saying, I like when it fades dark to light. And I was like, that's ombre. Like that is
right.
The look.
Rooted,
whatever. Yeah. So sweet. And I was like, even when I was like saying things back to her, I said, oh yes, the ombre one. She goes, yes, I like the balayage ones. And I was like, no.
They're not, but okay.
I get it. I get it.
She I get what you're wanting.
But kind of back to it, it's like communication is key. It's okay to be picky. I just kind of just had a bone to pick with people who look at that as a negative thing. It's like being picky can be synonymous with I'm being specific.
It can.
Yes.
Yeah, so and that's okay.
Be so specific, because then I can tell you if I'm the right fit or if I can do that. Like, that's not a bad thing.
Well, I think being indecisive, I don't even want to say it goes hand in hand with being picky. I just think, I don't know what you want if you don't know what you want.
Yes.
And that's just kind of it. Now I can, but I feel like, any big time indecisive people don't want to listen to what you're saying either, because they don't want to listen to you. They don't want to listen to themselves.
Okay. Example. I'm glad you brought that up, not to cut you off.
No.
But there's that girl we talked about that was like, can you make my hair grow out of my head blonde? And she won't listen to your. Because she won't listen to your suggestion.
If myself or anybody figures how to get lighter hair that naturally grows out of your head, I mean, please hit me up.
If I develop a technique or a pill, we are set.
That's it. This girl's a dang doctor. And I'm over here like, what question did you ask me?
And then the funniest part is, that a dumb question?
Is that a dumb question?
Like, how do you say yes to that? I mean, easy. But I'm like, if you had to ask. But my point to that is like, if we're giving you feedback and consultation, especially like you have an extension company, she brings in her own hair. She said, the guy at the store told me to get these. And I'm like, but when I tell you.
Right.
Why are you listening to.
This is the worst color that you could possibly get.
No. And then you had me cracking up. You said he probably sold you that color because it doesn't sell.
And you believed him. Stylist, if you're listening, it's not like a nice buttery blonde. It's like a dark
yellow brick road.
It's like level 7 brassy. I'm sure it's okay to mix in, but this is a huge machine weft. She's like, well, he told me to get this color. I'm like, probably. He's probably been trying to sell that color for 10 years. Like, he's still overstocked on it. Of course.
The hair's expired at
this
point.
She brings the same color of hair in every time. And I'm like,
Again, no offense, because like I'm talking from like
I'm hearing this girl.
This is from me, not Tracy, but just some of the interactions when I was, because I had time to like pay attention. I was just kind of like lingering in the salon, and she brought her own hair, and she gets really long extensions. She brought a pack of like 18 inches. And she was like, will this work? And Tracy's like, no. No,
she brings in a pack of 20. No, sorry. She has 24-inch hair extensions in. She's like, I bought this to blend in. And it's a pack of 18-inch weft hair. And her 24 inches are very old and stringy. So she just wants me to throw it in.
Which she doesn't like layers. Because I'm like, that's all cool.
And she doesn't like any of these other things. She's like, can we just like take it out and like pin it?
Yeah, pin it and see. I'm
like, okay, so we take it out. I unravel it. I pin it. Looks like shit. And then she's like, well, now I won't even be able to, like, take it back.
Yes, she was like, I can't put this back. Why did you take it out like that? And you're like, because you asked me to pin it.
I looked at her and I said, this is why you don't bring in your own hair.
Like, we're not trying to nickel and dime you.
I'm not trying to nickel and dime.
Like, that's why we did a consultation. But you came in happy as a clam or whatever the saying is. Like, here's my beauty supply wefts. I knew it was bad when it was in a green pack.
Yeah, honestly, it's not terrible hair. I've talked to the guy before, but I'm like, how about just
let me do my job.
But what's funny is this girl, and I love her, and if she's listening, hi. But like, so
blame me.
She's like, I'm just tired of dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, why is that? She's like, because these people come in and want to Google their symptoms and tell me what's wrong with them. And I'm like, do they? She's like, so anyways, I brought in my own hair. This is what I want and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to listen to you. And oh, dude from Dallas who runs this hair extension company told me that I had to get this shade and this length and to like, you know, this is what I need to get.
But that's also what happens in life when you only surround yourself with a yes person.
Yeah. But what's funny, I wish people would Google shit. What happens if you use bad products on your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Or... you know, what happens if you can't decide what you want to do? Or just anything. What happens when you argue with your hairstylist?
What happens when you lie to your hairstylist?
Exactly. I'm like, please Google some of these things.
I wish we had like a weft MD.
Yeah, not WebMD, weft MD.
Yeah, because we can't just sweep this under the weave. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sick of it. We should.
On
our website, a troubleshooter.
Yes.
Just like a decision tree. Like, do you do this? Yes. Do you do this? Yes. You're fucked.
Yeah. And if it's another one of these dumb questions, it's just a picture of me being like, yeah, none of that. So, no, I appreciate the questions. And I really do.
I think sometimes it's just baffling that some people really are not inclined at all toward their hair. They just want it to look good. Because, again, it's like some people don't even know the basics of washing the hair, maintaining the hair, using tools semi-properly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I really have thought about doing like a quarterly class of like 101 home hair care.
But they don't want to listen to that.
But I'm like, get your hair washed by me. We'll talk about it. And I want to see how you do your hair. Like, bring your kit full of stuff. Like,
don't want to do that though.
You know, they would if we went to their house. Because I'm like, let's clean your shit out.
There's been times I've asked, you know who I'm talking about? What products are you using? Well, I don't know. I just like
Olaplex. I do what you say.
Olaplex. Okay, cool.
Which one?
Screenshot it in the shower. Send me a picture of what you use. Okay, I will. Never happens. I've been doing her hair for like 2 years.
What Olaplex do you use?
I'm like, but what are you using? I do what I'm supposed to. It's like a beat around the question. I'm like, you just tell me what you do.
Yeah.
I mean,
beat around the hand.
And I'm not mad. Just but troubleshoot too, with me.
Right. Help me help you. I'm not going to judge you.
I'm not going to judge you or make fun.
I just want to know why your hair turns green when I do anything to it.
That also.
Shout out to Malibu CPR.
Yeah,
and just that line of packets.
Yeah, those are good. We love Malibu. Jump
on that. Those things are like 99 cents and they will rock your world.
But there's a ton of different ways to do things. Extensions. I mean, me and AJ could be shown the same picture. It's probably going to look relatively the same, but we may use some different techniques. There's tons of extension methods out there. Somebody in our stylist did that the other day.
I mean, for us, it was a bunch of different steps, but I'm like, it worked for her because that's how it clicked.
Who?
Raquel.
Oh, what'd she do?
Just you were saying like she did like this girl's hair and you were like, what's she doing? And then you were like, oh, that's a different way to approach that.
Exactly. And that's perfect. I was impressed. I was like, wow, I would never think it to do that way. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean that I was like doubting her. I was like,
but you were intrigued.
I was really just confused as to what was going on. Mm-hmm. I wasn't worried about the girl, but I was just like, but I just feel, yeah. People do need to, no, you don't have to do what your stylist says 100% of the time. Yeah. We've had people come to us with just the ratchet hair and they're like, well, I mean, I was just doing what she wanted to do. And I'm like, huh?
That I've never really understood.
These are the people that always do the 180. They come in like a shy, timid puppy, like SPCA commercials. They're like this. Like, I'm just like nervous about. Yes. I just, my hair's fried and the stylist, like, I couldn't even say anything. And this is just like the worst. And I've got bald spots and like string hanging. And I just never want to say anything at my appointment because I don't want to get like gaslighted. And I just, all my friends go there. 6 months later, I think one of my beads came undone. I'm going to need to come in today by 3.
You're a raggedy slut and you're so unfocused and I bet you don't even get fucked. And I'm like, whoa, where did we go? Like, they really talk to you crazy. Like that girl that cussed me out in the DM, she was like, don't even try and tell me. It's the lighting. I'm trying to say this as nice as I fucking can.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I asked you for no warmth in my chestnut brown hair and bleh, whatever. I'm about to go back to the bar.
Don't show me a picture of Hailey Bieber and say, I don't want warm.
Yeah, she's like, I hate warm, but she loves all these deep tones. She was like, I need ash. And I'm like, that's a really hard thing to do. And I had to feel her hair. And then I made the mistake of listening to her. And she went somewhere else, put her extensions back in. All of a sudden, I'm like, again, people weed themselves out. I was kind of worn through the grapevine. They're like, hey, be careful. She's like, nice now, but probably won't be later. And I'm like, I just remember where I was and my phone kept going off and I literally had 13 messages and I like screenshot them to you and I was like, look at this, what do I do? And she was like, don't even try and tell me, this is splotchy. And I'm like, well, you're sitting in front of like a window that has like a pane with shadows and this and that and your hair is like 3 inches long because you shaved it like G.I. Jane like 8 months ago. So, I mean, I told you your extensions wouldn't blend very well. And she was like, you can just see where my hair stops. And I'm like, yes, I know, Demi Moore. Like, and then she goes and gets it done and she's like phenomenally happy. And I was like, this is why I did what I did, because you seem like the type that'll go blonde again. And I wasn't putting permanent color on your hair. You need it refreshed.
But people sometimes just don't want to hear that. You know, I've been like communicating and stuff with my clients really well, but I just feel like since I've let some go, not even like, hey, you're fired, or hey, go to AJ, or hey, go to Caitlin. I'm just saying, like, once I've started sticking to my boundaries,
yes,
and saying like, look, if you're not going to be happy with what I'm going to do, then no.
I don't want to fight with you every time.
Right. Then it's not going to hurt my feelings. Yeah. And no more. Hailey Bieber's gorgeous. Her hair literally is like a chestnut brown. So don't say you don't want warmth. If somebody comes to me again and says, shows me that and says, I don't want to be like warm, I'm going to just throw up.
I just want to be like death to ash, because I'm like, there's a place for it. And everybody just wants these cool tones. And I'm like, cool tones don't reflect light. So stop saying that you're not bright enough, or it doesn't look rich enough, or your hair looks unhealthy, or this and that. And I'm like, I literally had a conversation with somebody and it was about her daughter. She was super sweet. And she was like, my daughter's blonde. Her hair looks dingy. And I said, well, there's a couple of things. And she was like, it just looks like she has buildup. I said, has she ever clarified her hair? And she was like, no, what is that? I said, you might want to try that. And so I looked at the picture and I said, you know what this looks like? It looks like she uses purple shampoo and it's built up over time over her hair. And I was like, there's this misconception that like purple shampoo like fades or wash up, but it kind of keeps depositing on your hair.
Oh, it does.
And you have to like lift it out. So that's why we tell people, you need to use purple shampoo like every blue moon. It's not... like, they're a toning mask, but, like, purple shampoo is, like, more to maintain versus, like, take out those... like, you need to gloss, glaze, tone, or lift it out with, like, professional product.
Or the Malibu C.
Yeah, Malibu C, which I'm like, some of y'all will abuse that, so we don't send you home with it. But there's some great products that can manage that. But, you know, unless we have not kind of come up with a hair care plan with you and that fits in there, don't do it. I kind of got away from my original point, is that I want to get better at keeping up with my clients, especially like new extension clients or just like a new client. I think it's really important to kind of like check in with them, but I think it's also fear of like,
I was going to say, be careful what you wish for.
Right, because I was like, people love to thumb thug. It's like once they get behind their cell phone, they're like, oh, it was actually like I hated it. I know I told you I liked it or whatever.
I think most people, and this is any subject that we talk about, good or bad, 90% of the people, you'd be like, hi, this is my number if you have any issues or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, or send them like a surprise message like, hey, just checking in on you. How are your extensions? You mm-hmm. know, you can always message me. Some people will still respect that boundary. And then some are like, I can just like message anytime. Like yes. my client with the B12 shots, I can't anymore. No, but because it's like every holiday, she was doing it day after Christmas. Hi, I hope you had a great holiday. Anyway, so I like booked all these other appointments and da da da. And when can I get in? And I tried to do this, but you like denied my appointment. I'm like, AJ just did your hair. I know, but I just like, I'm out of blit. And I'm like,
you know how I like to get it done. And blah, 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 blah.
I can bring you B12 shots. I'm like, I don't want B12 shots.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do to sweeten the deal to make a shot of tequila. Some people need some back shots, if you know what I mean.
But it's these people. I mean, and what to do? You know what I mean? Because yeah. if I said contact the salon, I've tried that before. I've set up the Apple. You know what is it?
Block do not my number.
Do not disturb. Focus. Yeah, focus. Do not disturb. And what I'll get is.
They just repeat to like get through it.
Right. I'll set up the message like, oh, this is Tracy, da da da. You know, whatever, business hours, I'm getting fucked up, whatever it is I wanted to say. You know, just
anything. I'm getting ran over.
Yeah, just anything. And please message the salon for a schedule, a reschedule, an extension fix, or just common questions. But Apple, I think, has this security issue. They always have to say, if this is an emergency, call 911 or reply urgent if you need to speak. And it's just a urgent.
Or
urgent,
it's like, urgent. Even when you like urgent. Have it do not disturb or like night mode or whatever, it's like, if you call the number, it's like I get through because it's like, oh, that your signal is your emergency.
All you got to do is keep calling it. Yes, and my phone's like, eventually going to ring. This isn't an emergency.
They're like, I just need in, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I get that, but like, that's
but it's like 11:30 on Thursday night.
And it's so funny. I don't think that people like, again, it's like it's a one-on-one, but like, especially I think people when they message us on social media, they're like, I sent you a Facebook message. I'm like, I hate Facebook Messenger. Like, why would you send it to me? It's like at 1:38 a.m. Why are you thinking about this? Why are you messaging? Like, are you really tossing and turning over this? Anyways, to end on a better note. With my new extension clients, I love actually messaging them like when they like first timers, like not somebody that's been around the block. Like I will check on, you know, experienced people and be like, hey, are you liking our extensions? Da-da-da-da-da. Do you have any questions? And it's really always been like a great response, or they could just come with more questions. I'm like, well, that's like, of course, like, you know, message me, whatever. But I'm thinking about this sweet lady. She was having kind of troubles with the hair color wise. She wanted extensions for a wedding and, you know, whatever, whatnot. And it just, the stars and the moon aligned. We were able to like do her makeup and do this and give her like all these tips. And, you know, she was like, oh my gosh, I wish you guys could come with me, but it's in, you know, Texas, wherever. And I was like, you know, in the future, if this happens again and we have enough time, we'd love to come. Like that'd just be a fun like trip. But she was just like so happy that we even like checked in on her and just she was like, oh, I'm doing great. Like it's easier than I thought, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I want to kind of do those kind of continuations of care. But again, you kind of get swept up and just like, oh, I'm off of work. Oh my gosh. Like, do I want to open up this can of worms? And I mean, I think we're just kind of sometimes designed to expect the worst as a form of protection. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to message you.
Yeah, and I don't mind the negative feedback or the constructive criticism, but sometimes I'm like,
I can't.
Not even that. Just messaging me, hello, I'm still here. Okay.
Oh my God.
I know you are.
Did you get my message? I'm like, well, yeah, I got all 8 of them. I'm just not ready to respond.
So, communication 101, I guess.
Continuing communication. What are some of y'all stories? I'm just like, on both ends. We need y'all in the comments.
We need some more feedback in our little comments or even just like DMs or something.
Yeah. Give us feedback to them and be like, y'all are cool or y'all suck or anything in between.
Yes.
It's always fun to have you guys like come in and stop by and be like, I was listening to it on the way here.
That's funny.
Should we do a meet and greet?
What do you mean?
Like, I think we should like be like, tune in and we'll announce like where we're going to have a meet and greet. Ooh. And like maybe like book a venue.
We can. That'll be
not
fun.
Like necessarily like sell tickets, but just be like, oh, yeah. Hey, like just RSVP.
Yeah. We need and to like, plan that.
Or we could do a live, like a live recording. I don't know how we'd set that up, but it's just kind of like have them come to the venue and just like do like a Q&A with them.
We can do that. Or we can do the live like feed, like do an actual
we
like.
We should do like an Instagram live.
Yeah. Or like a Facebook live. We could do that.
We'll figure that
and
out.
And we have to answer everything that they ask. I wouldn't have any problems.
Maybe
with
tastefully. Anyways, okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks
Love
for
y'all.
Tuning in. Bye, guys.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.